We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Oh, you know that whole opening bit there, that those lines taken and edited, moved around a little bit from the movie They Live that intros the show there over the Metallica music, is a reference, of course, in the movie to this interdimensional takeover that's happened to the world, or at least parts of the world in the story, and they've taken over, you know, they're controlling the banking, a bunch of banking and industry, and it's the world's elite, and but it's all, to me, it's all references to the globalist agenda that people like Alex Jones speak of. Haven't listened to any Alex Jones in a while. I love Alex Jones. Some people think that he's controlled opposition, something like that, and I don't. I just think he's another statist that just doesn't get it yet, that the solution isn't through the system, that there's no party, there's no political way to handle this, that the way to move forward into the future and to ensure that each individual has their own future and they have the choice in their own future is to empower the individual, to enlighten them, educate them. Oh, you have to watch out using the enlightened word. You get into some groups, they're scared of that word. Enlighten people, free them, give them the ability, the tools, the reasoning, the logic to be able to move themselves forward at their own pace. It's something that I love about my own existence, and part of the reasons why I don't, why you could tune into the show at any given time and just find me talking about anything and not necessarily on the anarchist agenda. It's all about agendas today. Could be talking about anything. Pop culture, that was the thing last week. Talk about woke comic books and the failure of that system. And then it was a big story. One of the guys had it. Did I catch that headline? Along with Mouse, that happened this week. Mouse is another comic book. It's a graphic novel, a trade paperback that people keep saying has been banned by the Tennessee School District, and that's not true. It's a mischaracterization of what has happened in this situation. Not that I'm particularly happy about it, whatever. They've taken it out of the curriculum. They haven't removed it from the library. They didn't take it out into the parking lot and light copies of it on fire and burn it and decry the creators and the publishers and anybody involved with it. That's not what happened. They just felt that it was graphically not appropriate for the students that it was being shown to. That's the simple, and that's part of the public school system. It's part of the whole collective thing. You want your kids to read Mouse, buy them a copy of it from a store like mine. That's my existence, you know, living this reality that is anarchy. Comic book sales of woke Superman tanked last year. That was from the Washington Times this week. After we had just spent the time talking, I showed you, I haven't posted the video yet for the YouTube people, but I showed you my copies of the book. And I had already stopped picking up copies of the book as well, not because of the reason that has been floated as why the book hasn't sold, is because it's woke and it's a bisexual Superman character that people just aren't really accepting. Whatever the reason for it is, I just didn't like the storyline. I I am in a comic book shop many times out of the week, at least a couple of days out of the week for sure, and I collect comic books still, and I buy them as an investment, and I will buy the first 5 or 10 issues of just about anything that's potentially popular. That means anything that has Superman on it, anything that has Batman on it, anything that has Harley Quinn on it, Wolverine, Deadpool. There are a few others, and then I indulge personally in some alternative, independent titles, just different things. I don't know if you would know any of them at all. One I'm reading right now is by a former Batman creator. It's called The Me You Love in the Dark. That's a cool, interesting little tale that I'm a few issues into. I have varying reasons and varying tastes and why I do what I do with my comic books, but you can tune into this show at any given time and find me talking about anything. I'm not harping on the anarchy thing because I live it. I let no man decide my future for me. I will not. I do not have to. I am not obliged to tolerate you and your eccentricities, your view of the world, your particular reason for being who you are. I'm happy to, if you bring them to me and you present them to me and say, hey, this is who I am. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to know you and who you are. And we have an honest exchange of ideas in person. And I'm happy to do that at any time. But I am not. I don't have to accept your definition for anything, your reasoning for anything, your claim to anything, none of it, especially if it has nothing to do with me indirectly. You don't. There's a problem that we have, and of course it's communications. It's one of the big reasons that I do the show. It's one of the most important things that we talk about. It's about improving my own communications. It's about helping you realize and improve your own faults where it comes to your communications, because it's extremely important that if we're going to do this, if we're going to empower and enlighten individuals into the future to ensure that individuals have a future at all, that's all I'm asking. I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you call it conservatism, libertarianism, voluntarism, anarchy. I don't care. Agorism, I don't care, as long as we're all on the same page about a very minimal number of things. And that's me. I get the first decisions to me, and I get the first decisions to my property. And then it pretty much stops right about there. And as long as you don't cross that line, you and I can get along. Any deeper understanding of each other or knowing of each other takes work, takes effort. Those other things don't take any effort. Just mind your own business. That's all. We've been asked to do that since we were little kids. Keep your hands off of other people's stuff and mind your own business. That's all I'm asking everyone to do. That includes the government. That includes the voters. That includes all of these meddlers and people who want to nitpick and just try to dictate to the rest of us how it is we should exist. And it's based on all of these faulty premises. And before I continue and this turns into an official tirade, I got to tell you, it's Toward Anarchy. We do this live here every Sunday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a huge fan of the network. I'm a huge fan of what the network has done for communications and the ability to put out a message. And I hope that you will continue to support the network as we go forward, as we change and grow, as things do. In fact, I'm stealing a drink here. Sam, is the deal still going on? Do they still have the thing that we were talking about? Yeah? Okay, this is really cool. This is one of these win-win situations. I had to double-check and make sure that I know exactly what's going on. But this is everything I love about what we do here and about the voices and about choice and about you making the choice to support the things that are important to you and it being a victory for everybody. And it's so, it's such a simple little thing to do. It's the blackoutcoffee.com offer that is still going on. And basically, they're an advertiser. They support us by you supporting them. You buy coffee that you're going to drink anyway, and it supports the network. It keeps this myriad of different voices. And the voices aren't even still here. Many people have moved on. I had a interesting conversation yesterday with somebody that you might recognize, a name you might recognize. I talked to Sam Bushman on the Liberty Roundtable yesterday. He invited me to be on his show and just talk about anarchy for an hour and the show and the network and what we do. And he just had nothing but great things to say about Republic Broadcasting, about his time here, and about John, and about everything that we do here. And he, you know, he's moved on. He's doing his thing over there on Genesis and working with you know, he's got a couple different things going on. If you remember Sam, if you're a fan of the network from the time that he was here doing things, then look up what he's doing now. It's the Liberty Roundtable. I'll be sharing that conversation that we had as soon as I get a copy of it. I've been busy. It just happened yesterday early in the morning. Too early for this anarchist, that's for sure. Blackoutcoffee.com, that's how you support the network. And right now you can get 10% off and free shipping over orders of $50. You get the free shipping if you spend at least $50. But you get the 10% off your purchase by just putting in the code REPUB10, 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 10% off, and free shipping on orders over $50 at blackoutcoffee.com. And that supports the network. That keeps this show going. We do it every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Somewhere in the middle of it, I squeeze in a conversation with somebody, and that's the plan today. And it all has to do with what I was talking about the intro of the show and how it relates to my own thoughts, feelings about the New World Order, about the globalist death cult agenda. And so I invited Julianne Romanello on the show today to talk about her experiences. She's brushed up against it. If you go to towardanarchy.com, you can follow as long along as always. It's January 30th that you were looking for. And you see Julianne Romanello. She was working locally in concern about a local liberal arts college, and we'll get all into the names and places and that when she gets here. But they were going through this corporate reimaging, and she looked into it and how it was changing the curriculum and how the money was involved in it. And that's when she sort of fell down the rabbit hole of the New World Order's agenda, which, you know, it's a broad topic. And it's one thing, there are people that point at me and say, you should talk about this. It happened to it's funny. I didn't even realize that that's exactly what happened, but that is just what happened just before the show. That somebody did that to me and told me that I should be concentrating more. That's just funny. Just telling me what I should be doing with my time. Telling me what I should be doing with my money. Why don't you concern yourself with what the hell you're doing with your time and your money? First of all, your time right now, which could be making money, is being spent telling me what I should be doing with my time and money. There's something of a disconnect there in that. It's a liberal left. It's even in the anarchist community, a liberal progressive left nonsense thought that has to be inflicted upon the rest of us through this anti-capitalist movement, through Black Lives Matter movement, through any subjective opinion regarding individuals and their personal tastes and their personal proclivities. I'm trying to be nice and not use words like gay agenda or black agenda or white agenda or political agenda, but it's all about the agendas today. Agenda 21, 2030, whatever it's supposed to be now, whatever they've moved it on to try to sort of whitewash what they said before and what they plan to do and what they seem to be doing. Woke capitalism or inclusive capitalism, there are a number of different terms for this weird manipulation of people and markets. It's going on all over. You see it all over. It's about this. Well, okay, it happened again this week. I'm supposed to comment on the whole Spotify, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Joe Rogan thing, right? Because I've talked about Joe Rogan before, and I'm a fan of the show. What episodes I have watched, I've enjoyed. I find it unfortunate that Joe sometimes plays dumb in one context and seems to be more knowledgeable or pseudo knowledgeable about some other things, but that's going to be true of anyone that you spend time listening to and involving yourself in. I'm sure people can say the same thing about me. There's always a reason, even if it's just because you only catch a little bit and you have a misunderstanding of what's meant by a greater conversation or a greater topic. But and that's the globalist agenda topic in the New World Order, and that's why I called it a rabbit hole. That's what it is. That's what woke capitalism and inclusive capitalism are. They're all this manipulation of natural things and the natural tendency of people toward an order, a vision, a picture by someone else, someone other than you, the individual. And it's ridiculous, this notion that the individual can be so messed up and so incapable of managing their own existence that you take a whole bunch of individuals and let them vote by committee, decide by committee, by dictate, through authority, through force, through your own precious documents and excuses for your freedom, and have them turn them against you and use them against you to silence you. It happened with the Spotify thing. Oh, what can I say about it? It's just another big kerfuffle out there that has caught a spotlight. It's a $100 million spotlight for Spotify. As a DJ, as a commentator, as a fan of music, as a musician, I'm supposed to tell you what I think about this, but you already know where I stand on it. Voluntary interaction. That's all that matters. I think, personally, if you want my personal opinion about the actions of Neil Young or Joni Mitchell or any of the other artists, so far there's been some other artists that have been claimed to have yanked their catalogs, but they still exist. You can go and find them. So the hashtag, whatever it was, this something about Spotify, whatever. Whatever it is, is not valid. There are people just throwing out names out there and trying to garner support for those individuals. And it's hit Spotify in the pocketbook. They've had a decrease in their market. But if you look at the previous year, since they signed the deal, really, with Joe Rogan, it's gone down. But everything, their market shares, their value, the capitalization, it's gone down. So it's not just any one thing. And they all of these big streamers, providers of content, have experienced this or will experience this, and they'll either learn. These companies like Spotify, Netflix is another one, it's struggling. Some of it's to do with the woke content or being attacked by the woke crowd for content that they're sharing one way or another, and people trying to silence other people and their voices, and also about following up on the investments of them. Spotify made a good investment. Joe Rogan is very middle of the road. He's very accessible. I'm sure there are plenty of people who nitpick, just as I was saying, any reason to not listen to him, to not listen to an Alex Jones, to whatever. They find their reasons to not do whatever they don't want to do, fine. But there are it's obvious in both their cases that they're supported by their audience. It's just like this network, this show, all the voices across it. We're obviously doing something right, and the people are supporting it. So just keep supporting the people, the places, the things that you think are important. And stick around, because Julianne Romanello is coming up.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying.
I remain entirely optimistic, happy, hopeful about my individual future. The future of the nation, the future of other individuals, not as bright. 2022 is, as I said, it's going to be a great year for me, and it should be a great year for you too. Just get active in your life. That's why it's going to be a great year for me. It's been a great year so far, and it's going to continue to get better. I've been working all this week to open up the new comic book location, and we're blowing up. We're right on a major street corner, access right at the light, plenty of windows to show off our product, and plenty of space on the building to put our name and the fact that we sell comic books, and we're just going to blow it up and see how much money we can make selling comic books. And some people think that's weird and maybe a waste of time, but reading, imagination, entertainment, there's so many things involved. Creativity, there's so much that goes into comic books, and there's so many stories and tales and different views and things that are opened up to people. It's not just silly superheroes and spandex, which those are just fantastic. Nothing wrong with those, because even within them, they often have tales that relate to reality that you can learn from, ideas and visions of the future and how we can achieve it. All of these things exist in our creativity. They even tend to come up in our creativity before they come up in our reality, it seems, many times. Julianne Romanello joining me for a conversation here shortly. We'll add her to the conversation. We'll talk about the New World Order, the death cult agenda, the globalist agenda, eugenics, and Agenda 21. These are the things that she ran into just simply trying to work within her own community, all this globalist agenda in her community. Far-reaching. It's everywhere. You won't believe it. So we'll talk to her about that. And I have so many guests planned. I have at least a month's worth planned ahead. People already confirmed. One not entirely confirmed yet. Still waiting to hear back on that. But it's almost a month away, so given time, that's the thing. Given plenty of time, I this is part of me feeling great about this year, knowing that there's an effort to make this the best it can be, along with everything else that's going on in my life. And you're a part of that, and I appreciate you joining in. Jonathan Lane will join me on the 6th of February, and we'll talk about music and free markets. I'm so excited about that conversation. You know how I am about the music thing and the ability to play an instrument and all of those, again, like the comic books even, and any pursuit in creativity and expression and just being yourself without getting too lost in yourself. Well, don't get me started on the number of comic books and creations, things that I've come across in my life where it's obvious that the creators just got their head just right up there in a dark place. Dean Lloyd will be here on the 13th. Dr. Dean Lloyd, our facilitator, healer, and friend, will talk to us about, we'll talk some more about the book, and it's something that you can get a copy of the book. It's Cruising the Epiphany Highway. It's Am Rosen's book, and it's just this great little sort of free form guidebook. I don't know what you call it. I guess everybody kind of gets their own thing out of it. I think that's one of the beautiful things about it. And you can follow along with us each month or so as he's here and we're talking about these things and really just trying to exercise the mind and body together and get them in sync together. And that's part of the playing the instruments. It's part of being creative. And it's part of having successful, quality, good communication skills. Being a friend to your own message, for goodness sakes. just to finish a thought, I'll finish a couple of them. On the 20th, Alpha Centauri, Tony Jefferson, he's creator of There Goes the Neighborhood cartoon. You can find it on YouTube. We'll talk to him about that. Tentatively scheduled, Rod Weber. He's the creator of the film 2020, The Dumpster Fire. It's a great documentary. And I've invited him to be on the show. He said he wanted to be on the show. We just haven't confirmed a date yet. That's tentatively scheduled. And you remember Matthew Woods Techie. He's the author of Brush Fire, the thriller about capitalism and cryptocurrencies and technology and just a wonderful adventure. He's created another fantastic piece of art to go along with the previous story, and we'll talk to him about his new book on the 6th. And the other thought was me commenting on the Spotify thing. You know where I'm at on the individual choice, but I think that Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, any of the other artists who pull their music from Spotify do themselves an injustice, and they should use the place and position that they have to spread their own voice if they think that they have a better message. That's the way it works. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
Okay, so go to towardanarchy.com, as always, to follow along. Julianne Romanello is my guest today. We'll add her to the conversation in just a second here. We're just getting connected through the old magical Skype system here, and I will add her to the conversation here shortly. There's a website, a link, as always, that I share some information for you, a way to connect with the people that I talk to. HeartsOverHexagons.com, that's Julianne's website. You can find her there, follow her, check out what she's up to. It sounds like we managed to get her connected there in the background somewhere. I hear some noise, and I don't normally hear noise from producer Sam, so I imagine she's hanging out there, and we'll add her to the conversation here real quick. Just towardanarchy.com, follow. Look for January 30th, and you'll find that link to Hearts Over Hexagons. We're going to chat today about the New World Order, its agenda, the globalist agenda, the death cult, the We'll talk about woke capitalism. We'll talk about all of the globalist machinations and what it is that they're up to and how Julian fell into it. There's also a couple of things that I wanted to point out there because I'm so bad about this, but you need to do this. Of course, as always, support the network that keeps the show going, keeps all the voices across Republic Broadcasting Network and on into the future going and bringing you conversations like this, topics like this, at towardanarchy.com. Subscribe. There's a subscribe button everywhere. You can always find it. It's on the right-hand side of the page. I finally started an email list, and new people are adding to it every week, and it's really cool. I find it such a great way to just say, here's the show that's coming up. Here's the show I just had. Thanks for tuning in. Nice and simple. And it's just this quickest, easiest way for us to stay connected together with all these platforms being shut down and everybody trying to shut up everybody's voices and we're just sitting here trying to talk about mandates and inflation and human trafficking. My comic book shop, I have to tell you this and then we'll get to Julianne. My comic book shop is in a shopping center and there's 20 or so other businesses there and they come and go, and our own shop has moved within the community there a couple of times, and we're doing so again into a much bigger store. But as we're moving this week, earlier this week, all of a sudden there's cops everywhere, there's Topeka cops and more everywhere, and no idea what's going on. And there's a massage parlor that's in this same business section that our comic book shop is in, and we had no idea what was going on, but we just assumed, you know, the sort of usual sort of things that are going on oftentimes at some of these places. And then it broke the next day that it was about human trafficking, that these people were arrested for smuggling, holding people captive, making them work for them as part of their coming to America and other things. I didn't read the whole claim that the state was making or these individuals were making against these other individuals. I just saw that that's what it was about and it was happening here, and that they did a raid on approximately six different places, I guess, here in town all at the same time. So there's my story of coming close to human trafficking. What a horrible thing, the entire notion of it. And these people have their reasons and they get taken advantage of. And some other links, just a couple other notes real quick. 22 self-reliant skills that might you might consider boning up on in 2022. Boy, try to run a few words together there. 22 self-reliant skills you might consider boning up on in 2022. Make it a great year for you. Make it a great year for your self-reliance. I thought this was a fantastic article. The link is there. It's shared for you at towardanarchy.com. Also, the origins of the Great Reset. This was amazing. Mises.org. A paper that came out this last week, and some good homework for you. What does the UN have to do with the Great Reset and all these topics that are going on right now and things that we are considering as we move into the future? And it relates to our topic with Julianne Romanello. She was working in her hometown there, like I said, to help figure out what's going on with changes in this liberal arts college and why it was changing curriculums and what was behind it, and she'll tell us the details here. But she ran up against the New World Order, and she apparently now she knows about all of these things because they're all tied together. You start looking at one of these things, you start digging, you end up falling down the rabbit hole. And so I thought it'd be great, and she was one of these people that's a friend in the social media, and she attracts a lot of attention, and you wonder why, especially across the social media. Sometimes the fairer sex have an attention getting thing that doesn't necessarily reflect the words that come out of their mouth, the actions that they put on the street, and they get a sort of following that maybe they don't deserve. Well, she's not one of those people, not by any means. She was repeatedly suggested to me privately and openly to get her on the show the last time that I reached out to my people, my peeps, to say, you know, who should I be talking to? Who wants to have a conversation? What are the things we should be talking about? And Julianne, she talks about the New World Order. She's an activist, and I'm so proud to have you on the show. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show.
Thanks so much. I'm just thrilled to be here, and I'm sorry I was a minute or two late joining the call. I've had just insane technical difficulties lately.
Well, you sound fantastic now.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad to be here so we can talk about any of those topics that you mentioned. I'm happy to share my story. You just let me know what would be most helpful for your audience.
Tell me about how you found this hole, the rabbit hole, how you end up falling down it, because I think it's a great story, and I think it speaks to everybody everyone who's trying to do something locally who sees this, because it's insidious, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And the good thing about that, and I'll talk more about this later perhaps, is that if you learn the patterns in one location, you can figure out the patterns in another, because we're dealing with people who are not creative, they're systems thinkers, so they use a toolkit or a playbook that they are, with slight modification, implementing in every city, in every county, in every country. So that is, I think, a basis for hope. If you can figure out a pattern in one place, you can know how to fight this this insane agenda in another. But yeah, so I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was teaching at the University of Tulsa, which was a top 100 liberal arts university. So they had a robust engineering program. They had professional school of law, and they were really known for their liberal arts curriculum. And, I mean, there were some really great professors there and a long tradition of good research. And I did my undergraduate degree there. I did my graduate work down in Texas at Baylor University. But I was fortunate enough to come back and teach at my alma mater in the honors program. So, you know, I'm trained in political philosophy, and everyone says, what's that? And it's a mix between, you know, political theory and then philosophy. So I studied the work of Eric Voegelin, and he's a really fascinating thinker. I won't go into the details, but my academic interests really prepared me perfectly to see what was about to happen at the university where I was teaching. And this is just an interesting little detail. I had been working on an article about Eric Voegelin's struggle to defend classical education. And I struggled with writing this article for about 2 years. I'm really proud of it. That was before I was teaching at TU. And it's almost prophetic. Because what I was writing about ended up happening to me. So I mention all of that because, you know, I think that studying the great books is important, and really that was what prepared me to recognize this ideological, tyrannical program rollout at TU. So that's kind of the background. I was teaching there. We had wonderful students, and all of a sudden, in April of 2019, the administration summons the entire faculty to a large performing arts center on campus, and you have administrators and board members come out on the stage and start talking about how we need to bring the institution into the 21st century. We need to prepare students for the world of work, the future of work. We need to target first-generation college students. And there would be no questioning of this restructure, which was going to end up killing the liberal arts. It was going to take away a PhD in physics and mathematics. I mean, you know, so it wasn't just like, oh, you know, the humanities people are complaining. No, this touched the science the sciences, the hard sciences, and it touched law, everything. And the leadership of the university came out saying, well, we are rowing in unison. And that is, I mean, that's a terrifying phrase, especially I studied language and the power of language and the use of symbols. So when you hear people come out in an institution that ought to be dedicated to free inquiry, and they say, there will be no questions, and we are rowing in unison, and we're preparing workers. I mean, you know, even just remembering that event right now is just, it's mind-blowing, even though it's been 2+ years, because on its own, it's mind-blowing, but what is even more incomprehensible is that among the faculty, very few people recognize this program for what it was, and that is a scathing critique of those institutions.
Yeah.
You had, and later I would go on to show them evidence of what was happening after I figured it out for myself, and people just simply did not want to see it. So the question is, what was happening? Well, we have several billionaires who live in Tulsa or who have second homes in Tulsa. And, you know, Tulsa is not a large city. We're like a mid-sized city. I think the metro area has maybe 1 million people. So, you know, we have a few very, very wealthy individuals here and not a lot of popular power to stand up to them. And as I started to dig in, I saw that these foundations, especially the George Kaiser Family Foundation, he's, I think, number 34 on Forbes' like list of richest men in America or something like this, maybe in the world, I can't remember. But he's way up there. He and his foundation basically stacked the board of this university in preparation for a takeover. And I was like, wondering, why would you do this? Why would you take over a good university? Well, then I started to understand, oh, this is about economic development, which is a buzzword that really means transforming the economy into this reset economy.
Yeah.
They were interested in surveillance and running surveillance programs through university departments so that they had this this facade of legitimacy, you know, so that people would not be suspicious of all of the drones and cyber security ventures. Oh, yes. I mean, it is so obvious what's going on. I'm like, we're talking about shifting a liberal arts university into an institution that focuses on drones. Like, we're not talking, you know, just drones that kids fly around with a remote control. Yeah. We're talking about things that are really like unmanned aerial vehicles. And I've been posting lately pictures of these things that are out patrolling our skies at night. Like, it is like Skynet, you know, from Terminator.
Yeah, no, so, I've seen some of them over major cities myself with my own eyes. So, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes they're hard for people to tell what they are, because they look like the unmanned, the UAVs look like small jets, you know. So if you're not paying attention, you're not going to see it. And most people today just aren't paying attention to anything, it seems. But
no, and they're not looking up.
Right.
We know this.
Oh, gosh. Yes. It just, you know, every day I tell myself, I'm not going to take the sky pictures today. People already know. But it just drives me crazy.
Well, they leave you with such a failed understanding of, you know, you have to go, well, what is it for sure? I mean, I know that this is going on. Are they really doing it right now? Is that what I'm seeing right there? Is that what that is?
Yeah. I mean, you know, is it natural? Do we have that much you know, passenger aircraft traffic, like making these grids across our skies that all the contrails, like these artificial contrails spread mm-hmm. out the same way. You know, it's just, it's
yeah.
nuts.
Yeah. But, one more conversation. One more. It's just, it's all part of the agenda. If you start looking at where yes. this is coming from, like you said, when you learn the patterns, you see them repeat themselves over and over again. Just take that same thing that you spotted going on that's funny over here in this one area of life, and now look over there at this one or this one, and you see the same things. It may even be the same people at times.
Yes. Well, I think that it is. I mean, I think we can trace this all, you know, especially in different cities. You know, if you look locally, you're going to be able to figure out, okay, here are the major players, and almost all of the nefarious Agenda 21 reset programs that you can identify, they're going to go back to those people, especially if you live in one of the mid-size or smaller states by population. You know, I mean, in Oklahoma, it all goes back to this guy, George Kaiser, who is an investing partner with Michael Bloomberg, you know, who is an investing partner with the Schustermans, which they're a large foundation here as well. And what are they doing? Well, they are rolling out the Fourth Industrial Revolution. They're doing it through universities. So like I mentioned, you take a good liberal arts university and you stack the board, you start talking about workforce development, you create partnerships with economic development task forces in the city. They start saying, well, what industries do we want to incentivize to come to our town and set up shop? We're going to find people in, you know, we're going to court the big companies in those industries. Then we're going to change universities and K through 12 education and even down to preschool, you know, infant care. We're going to change the entire educational landscape so that it serves those industries. And those industries here are really, you know, like Cold War military industrial complex industries. This is the drones, the cybersecurity, and it is healthcare, specifically like telemedicine, which is all about surveillance, really. And they're doing some bioengineering, and they're doing a lot of mental health programs and looking at trauma studies, and they're doing brain research, which this is like, you know, it goes to modern warfare and transhumanism.
Right. Well, yeah, that's like, we have
it's
to
so
make
twisted.
Something here pretty clear, because individually, each of these ideas that you've mentioned don't necessarily sound that bad. Of course, you educate your community for the things that are important in your community and that you're trying to grow in your community. But the problem is when these people do it in the means and the ways that they do it. You
yes.
mentioned how they stack the deck, and that's exactly what they do. They don't even have to replace everybody on the board or whatever governing body exists in one of these places, these cities or these colleges or wherever it happens to be. They don't have to replace all the people. They just limit the options. It's a technique that's used to make people choose between the things that you've already chosen from.
Yes. And, you know, and it is deceptive. I mean,
it is.
You know, one of the things that really bothered me was, you know, I taught 18-year-olds. I taught freshmen. Freshman honor students. So these were students who worked very hard. I mean, TU is an expensive university. And that, you know, the question of how much college costs is, that's a whole nother topic. But,
yes.
But you had kids who were bright, kids who worked hard to be there. They visited many different institutions with their parents. And, you know, I'm a mom of four. My oldest is 10 and my youngest is about to be 4 years old. And so I'm a little bit of a bleeding heart that way. But these students who came to they were in my class, so I think of them, you know, in this sort of mother hen way.
Sure.
They were lied to. They spent so much money investing in coming to TU, only to hear in April of their freshman year that the entire program was going to be changed. So that just bothered me, and I immediately knew. I mean, it was really sort of like a revelation almost. I immediately knew, if this is allowed to happen at this university, what on earth is going to prevent it from happening at other universities or other colleges? And they lied to the parents. You cannot just simply transfer from one, you know, $50,000 a year university to another. You know, it's tough. I mean, and the same thing applies if you're going to a community college. And I've taught at community college, and I love teaching at community college. You know, it's a different vibe, but I just really love education. And I think you cannot, I mean, I thought it was just really awful that they would lie to these young people. Now, these are the same foundations that are always talking about equity and inclusiveness, and we want to help vulnerable people. But they're going to lie to students. They're going to lie to students' families. They're going to lie to the other members of the faculty and the board. And it turns out that, just like you say, they use this strategy everywhere. So I found, now my kids were, they were going to private school at the time. They go to a Catholic school. We've since, I pulled them out of there because that school was going to make them wear masks, and I will not support that at all.
No.
But so I had not paid attention very much to the public schools in our area. My kids were young, so I hadn't gotten to that topic yet really in my life. But when I looked at the university, then I found out, oh, this trickles down to preschool. So what they are doing is they're actually making this P20 pipeline to the workforce, and they are trying to shape 2-year-olds for the workforce. And that's what, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think
they're no longer educating the students, if they ever were. We're talking about the Prussian model, the education system. If they ever were educating the students, they aren't anymore. They're just producing product.
Yes, and that just, it just pisses me off, honestly. Like, you know, I have a couple of things that just really bug me. And it's lying to people. And, you know, you don't deceive people, and you don't trap people, and you don't try to block out the sun with contrails.
This is exactly
those things. Don't do those.
Those are the things that the left and this woke agenda, that's what these things are all about. And you talked about how these groups, these individuals, whoever they are, they're reaching out in under the auspice of helping the downtrodden, of making it inclusive so that people of color and people of varying proclivities can be involved in this industry or that industry, especially when it comes to the industry of education. But it was just this week, there was a poll out. I know NBC News reported on it, and that's about how student loan holders are more likely to be women and people of color. People disadvantaged, taken advantage of again.
Yes. So this, you know, and that leads right into this issue of the new impact economy. And that's what, you know, you mentioned that my Facebook profile has
Hold that thought.
Okay,
right,
sure,
there. We got to go into a break. We'll come back right here with Julianne Romanello on Toward Anarchy.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.